presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan. Coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, you know, today's my favorite holiday. I imagine it's yours, too, because just about everyone has a lot of fun on Halloween. But this day always brings back memories to me. I'd like to tell you a story that happened around my neighborhood when I was a boy. My gang and I got all dressed up, and we went out for some Halloween fun. Yeah, we all chalked each other up, and we went from house to house asking for candy and cookies. But there were some other fellows and girls that didn't think this was enough fun for them. These boys and girls, who lived around the corner from me, got dressed up in costume, too, but for their Halloween antics, decided to make fires. They thought this was good fun, never realizing the danger involved. You see, they made a fire in an old barn, and one of the boys who started the fire was caught in the flaming inferno. Well, I wish I could say that he escaped unhurt, but unfortunately he didn't. This boy, who started out to have a good time on Halloween, never lived to enjoy another one. He was burned so severely that he died the next day in the hospital. I remember the occurrence so vividly that every Halloween I tell this same story to my son and daughter. I think this is a swell holiday, but I also think it can be celebrated in a sane and safe manner. So remember this story, gang. Don't you or any of your friends do anything dangerous. Have fun, but remember there are many more Halloweens to come, and you'll want to be around to enjoy them. In just a few minutes, I'll be back with some aviation news, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. With time running dangerously short, and only a slim chance left to find movie star Dixie Davenport and her horse, Sequoia, Hop and Tank took off in their beachcraft and, through the late afternoon, combed the valleys and canyons of the San Bernardino Mountains. Tex Regan, the man who stole Sequoia, had once mentioned a band of wild horses which ranged across a certain valley near his own ranch house, and the boys hoped that if they could find the herd, they could locate Regan's hideout. It is dusk now. The mountain peaks gleam in the last rays of the setting sun, and the valleys are deep in shadow. The boys have given up their search and are starting back for the motion picture location camera.
Yeah. Do you think he'll do anything to Dixie?
I wouldn't put it past him, Tank. She certainly can't let her go. She knows too much. Remember what he tried to do to us.
Yeah, I owe that punk plenty. Sure hope I get a chance to pay him back.
Hey, Tank, look down there.
Down where?
Down and back on my side. Tail, lean over.
Yeah?
See that light?
Uh-huh. What about it?
It keeps blinking on and off.
Oh, yeah.
Say, isn't that a ranch house there?
I can just about make it out. The one we passed when we cut through here about 5 minutes ago.
I wonder... Tank, that light's blinking cold. You see? Da, da, da. That's an O. Dip, da, da, dip. A P.
O-P. What's that?
Wait. Dip, 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 dip. There's an H.
O-P-H?
Da, da, da. O again. And another P.
Don't make sense. What's O-P-H-O-P?
H again. And O. Tank, it's my name. It's my name being repeated over and over again.
No, but Jenny, you don't suppose...
I certainly do. It's Dixie signaling to us.
Then come on. Let's get down there fast.
No, we'll hold course.
Are you nuts?
If Dixie can see our ship, so can Regan or Joe Bell.
Hey, she stopped.
Maybe Regan caught her at it. We'll keep right on going, but check the position carefully, Tank, so we can find it again in a hurry.
You bet.
What a break. I think we flew right over the ranch house before.
How could we know? We didn't see no bunch of wild horses.
Well, they must be around the valley somewhere. You have the place pinned down now?
Yep. We can find it blindfolded.
Okay, take over the controls.
Huh? What for?
I want to put on a chute.
A chute?
You heard me. Grab the wheel, will you?
Okay. Got it.
Now hold this course.
But what's the idea? What's it look like?
I'm going over the side.
Here?
No, as soon as we're over that range of hills. Climbed at 10,000 and cut back over the ranch house again.
But What can you do down there?
Help Dixie.
What about me?
You take the ship back to camp until he found out what's happened. Have him call the police and get them out.
But why can't you come back, too?
I want to be down there in case of trouble. Okay, we're over the range. Give me the control.
Here.
Thanks. Hang on. Going up fast.
Pop, I think you're sticking your neck out. Why don't you let me bail out instead?
This is my job.
But I can handle myself better than you in a scrap.
There won't be any scrap. On another thing, see that someone is at the bank tomorrow morning. Case Regan or Joe Bell shows up to withdraw the $50,000.
Oh, for Pete's sake, you're wasting time. Why don't we just go back down there, slug it out with him, and drag him off to the police?
Fists aren't much good against rifle slugs, pal. Up to $10,000, cutting back. Check our position carefully now.
Keep to the left of those two peaks.
Wind is from the left. I'll drift quite a bit.
And cut over more.
Check. Okay, you take over now. Let me get squared off at the jump.
Oh, Hop, I wish you wouldn't.
This is the way we're going to work it. No more talk.
Okay.
Hold it steady now.
I am.
You tell me when to jump.
Not for a minute yet.
Now, you know what you have to do.
Yeah. Fly back to the location, Kent. Telephone off what the score is to get the cops.
Right. Don't forget to have the police at the bank in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, how about it? Getting close?
Yeah. Better climb out in the wing.
Hold it steady.
Watch your step.
I am.
Stand by to jump.
Ready.
Okay, now. Good luck, Hop.
Thanks.
Good seeing you.
With a final wave of his hand, Hop falls forward off the trailing edge of the lower wing and plummets down through the darkness. He grips the ripcord tightly with his right hand, but does not pull it, and his body turns and twists through the air as he plunges earthward. Finally, less than 2,000 feet from the ground, he yanks sharply, and the silk blossoms out over his head, bringing him up with a body-shaking jerk. The final descent is smooth and easy, and the young pilot lands in the center of a cleared field. Folding his chute, he tucks it under his arm and starts for the ranch house, less than a quarter of a mile away. Meanwhile, in a small room in the rear of the ranch house, bare of all furniture except a narrow cot, a chair, and a table, Tex Regan faces his prisoner, Dixie Davenport.
Just thought I'd stop in and say goodbye, Miss Davenport.
What do you mean, goodbye?
I'm starting for town with your letter.
You're being a little premature. The bank doesn't open until morning, you know.
I aim to be there right when the door's open, ma'am.
I see. Then you're leaving me here alone?
No, Joe'll keep you company and see that you don't play with no more lights. Too bad your friends didn't see your signal. They kept right on going over the west range.
They'll be back.
Maybe, but they won't find you here, ma'am.
No? Where am I going?
For the trip. You and your horse, Sequoia.
What are you driving at, Tex?
Oh, just cleaning up the last details, ma'am. Thought you might be interested in hearing them.
Well?
As soon as I get the money from the bank tomorrow morning, Joe's going to put the horse, you, in your plane.
I'm listening.
Then you're going to take off. You're going to fly into the mountains. Pretty deep in the mountains. Do you follow me, ma'am?
I think so.
Well, something's going to happen then, ma'am. Your plane will get out of control all of a sudden. Smack in the middle of them mountains. Be pretty bad.
I see. Will Joe crack up with me?
I don't think so, seeing as how he's going to have the only parachute. Well, Miss Davenport?
Well?
I must say, you're a pretty cool customer.
Is that all you have to say?
Yeah, that's all.
Then if you don't mind, I'd rather be alone.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Anything you say. So long, Miss Davenport. Happy landings.
The young movie star stands quietly for a moment, staring blandly at the closed door, still hearing Regan's mocking laughter. Then, as if in a trance, she turns and walks to the window of the room and peers out into the night. Death is close, and she is seemingly beyond help. But perhaps Hop can do something for her. We'll know in a moment, gang, so stand by. Now, gang, let's talk about some interesting aviation jottings. You know, now that the World Series is over and all the baseballs and mitts are packed away till next spring, football's in the air. And this fall, it'll be up in the air as well. By that, I mean the gridiron stars will be traveling through the sky in ever-increasing numbers. You see, coaches have found that traveling by air gives the team more time for training before games away from home. And at the same time, it makes it possible for players to arrive at their opponent's field fresh and raring to go. For example, Doug Mills, director of athletics for the University of Illinois, points out that his team can travel to Iowa City, Iowa, for a football game in only 50 minutes, while it would take more than 10 hours by surface transportation. Air travel is also making possible more and more intersectional games. Teams on both coasts can play each other without having to go through days of tedious travel. Wisconsin is another team that's taking advantage of planes. The football team plans to play Yale, nearly 1,000 miles away, but the actual travel time by air will be less than 4 hours. Another development that's following the airlines is the springing up of hotels and restaurants just to take care of plane travelers. Goose Bay, Labrador has an excellent airfield, but to wartime pilots and others who flew the North Atlantic route to Europe, the town was pretty drab. You couldn't get a decent meal or a good bed to sleep in. Well, 8 international airlines who use the route got together and built one of the most unusual inns ever put into operation. In numerous ways, the Goose Bay Hotel is better than many of the hotels in the larger American cities. Well, that's all for today, but gang, get ready to take your place next to the airman who will make the news of tomorrow. For always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Bailing out of the beech craft, Hoff landed in a valley less than a quarter of a mile from Tex Regan's ranch house and made his way toward it quickly but carefully. Scouting around, he finally located what he believed to be the room in which Dixie was held prisoner. Flipping a couple of pebbles between the wooden slats serving as crude bars, he finally caught her attention.
Who's there?
Dixie, keep your voice down.
What?
It's Hop.
Hop. Okay, goodness.
Please, not so loud.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm so glad to see you. I kept hoping and praying.
Sure. Now, look, we've got to work fast. Regan and Joe Bell are out front. Regan's in the car. He's leaving.
He's going to Barstow.
Already?
He wants to be there at 9 a.m.
Dixie, do you know what they plan to do? I overheard them arranging a meeting tomorrow night in Las Vegas.
Oh, Hop, it's awful. They're going to kill me and Sequoia.
Huh?
Tomorrow morning, Joe's going to take us up in the transport. When we're in the mountains, he's going to do something to the patrols and jump up.
Regan's pretty smart making Joe do all that dirty work.
Hop, you must help. Can't you pull out those slats or something?
Do you want to leave Sequoia behind?
Oh, no.
Okay, then we'll have to play it differently. Besides, Tank will be back soon with the police.
But suppose they're too late.
They won't be. Don't worry. Regan's leaving, which means Joe will be around in a couple of seconds.
Hop, you're not going to leave me here alone?
I have to for a little while. I've got a job to do.
You're going to knock Joe out?
No, he must be armed to the teeth. It'd be pretty tricky.
But then what are you going to do?
I think I'll let myself be caught.
What?
Yes, I doubt if Joe would kill me. He'd wait for the plane trip in the morning. It'd look better if I were found dead in the wreckage.
Hop, have you gone mad?
Maybe. It's a pretty tricky idea, but I think it'll work.
But I don't understand.
No more talk, Dixie. I'll see you in a little while.
Then you're going through with it.
Uh-huh. I'm going to let Joe Bell catch me.
A strange smile of anticipation plays about Hop's lips as he decides on his daring plan of action. And then, without another word, he disappears into the darkness, leaving Dixie completely bewildered. We'll know in our next action-packed episode just what Hop is going to do, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Pull on, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.